The Trump administration is proposing a change that would make it harder to get SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps. More specifically, it changes how states let people qualify for SNAP. And as KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports, it could affect 40,000 Arizonans.
The day I met Florette Nez, her older daughter was dressed as Waldo, as in, where's Waldo? It was for Spirit Week at her high school. She wore the outfit to dinner at St. Vincent de Paul's family dining room, and Nez teased her.
So she comes in with the glasses today here, and I'm like, take it off. Take it off. You're not at school anymore. You're embarrassing me. And she was like, Mom. But yeah, I love my kids.
Nez works at a pharmacy full-time, visits St. Vincent de Paul for dinner, and receives $280 a month in SNAP benefits. She's been getting SNAP since April. The program has been a source of support through a tough financial time. She had car trouble, so she put her second job, driving for Lyft, on pause.
When I had both jobs, I was only getting $81. So it'll probably hit me, you know, when I report that I do work overtime every now and then. It'll hurt. You know, they'll cut me way back and I won't be getting the $280.
Nez's financial situation can vary month to month, which changes the amount she gets from the SNAP program. But overall, it's helped her afford food and a two-bedroom apartment for her and her two daughters.
This is just temporary. It's not, you know, I don't want to see this as long-term and I don't want to be on it for long.
Well, she might not have much choice.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for joining us.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue proposed changes this summer to how people can qualify for SNAP. Currently, states have flexibility in letting people into the program. Flexibility, Perdue calls a loophole.
What we found is some states are taking advantage of loopholes that allow people to receive the SNAP benefits who would otherwise not qualify and for which they are not entitled.
Here's what he's talking about. Right now, states can let people qualify for SNAP if they're eligible for non-cash benefits under a different program called TANF. That stands for Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. Income and asset limits for some non-cash TANF programs can be easier to meet than the federal requirements for SNAP.
So if you receive those things, you don't have to go through a separate asset test for SNAP or an income test, separate from what you would do for those programs.
Zeta Didoff is policy director at Wildfire, an anti-poverty nonprofit. She says this arrangement came out of welfare reform in the Clinton years. So Arizona lets people get SNAP if they make 185% of the federal poverty line. The new rule would bring that down to the federal level of 130%, and benefits would no longer step down as people's incomes grow. Didoff says that could discourage working people from earning more if they're right on the cusp.
They would just automatically lose their SNAP benefits once they earn a dollar more per hour.
And with the new rule, states would have to enforce a federal asset limit of $2,250 for most families. Maureen McCoy is a lecturer at Arizona State University. She says it's not accurate to say lots of undeserving people are getting SNAP.
In the research, it shows that SNAP is very highly regulated in terms of all federal programs, and we tend to focus on these one-offs where a very rich person happened to get SNAP in some type of random loophole, but that is like less than 1% of the population. The people that need SNAP are the ones that are getting SNAP right now.
The Trump administration estimates this new rule would save $2.5 billion a year and affect less than a tenth of current SNAP recipients nationwide. People like Florette Nez.
I'm a single parent and I struggle, and this is going to really hurt me if I'm one of the ones to actually have to just lose it, period.
The public comment period on the proposed federal rule ends Monday. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.